Arabian Nights is a collection of stories, and it's also known as 1001 Nights. The king is mistrustful because he was betrayed by his previous wife. She had an affair with a kitchen servant. After this, the king started to sleep with one girl every night and then killed them. To stop this brutality, the wazir's daughter volunteered herself to marry him. She became Queen Shahrazad. She told King Shah Shahryar a story every night. These elaborate stories never ended the same night. To stay alive, she finished the story the next night and started a new story. The king was entertained and didn't kill her. After 3 years, she ran out of stories, but they were married for 3 years and they had had children, so the king didn't kill her. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Compassionate. Once long ago, there were two royal brothers, Shahryar and Shah Zaman. They ruled over separate lands. Shahryar ruled India, Indochina, and Shah Zaman ruled Samarkand. They were very close brothers, but couldn't rule together because of certain laws. After being apart for 20 years, Shahryar sent a request to his brother Shah Zaman to come and see each other. Before leaving to visit his brother, Shah Shahryar found out that his wife was cheating on him with the cook. He was very upset. He could not eat or sleep. King Shahryar ordered his queen to be killed and swore to marry a young girl each night. After sleeping with them, he killed them the next morning. He wanted to make sure there was no chance for the new wife to be unfaithful. He said there never was and never will be a faithful woman. The Hunchback's Tale. A long time ago, in a city in China, a tailor and his wife invited a hunchback to their home for dinner. They wanted to be entertained. While the hunchback was eating and joking, he choked on a sharp fishbone. The two wrapped the dead man up in a sheet and took him to a doctor in the middle of the night. They did not want anyone to see them, so they left the hunchback at the doctor's house and ran away. The doctor was eager to see his patient, and he tripped over the body. The body of the hunchback fell down the stairs. Believing he'd killed the patient, the doctor put the dead body in his neighbor's yard. The neighbor thought he was a thief and beat him. He thought that he killed him. The neighbor took the body to an alley, where he was beaten again. In this way, the hunchback's body was passed around until the king's broker was found with the dead body. Just as the broker was about to be executed, confessions came, one by one, from all the assumed murderers. He was never dead at all. The king questioned everyone involved. It was revealed that the fishbone was removed from his throat by the barber, and the hunchback was fine. The king laughed and enjoyed hearing about the crazy events. He said to everyone there, "Did you ever hear a more wonderful story than that of my hunchback?"